Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with 1030 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 2nd. Once again, it's Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow, so six more weeks of winter, though I have my doubts about that. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 5¾ cents at 6.75¼. March wheat up a penny and a quarter at 7.61, and March beans up 14 cents. 15.34¼. It's kind of surprising that the corn closed lower. I guess good exports, lousy closes was the name of the game in the corn here today, despite 1.78 million metric tons of total sales. We couldn't hold the gains in the corn. We opened up about 3-4 cents higher, moved a little bit higher from there, and then broke as much as 11¾ cents, closing just a penny off our lows. Even the rally in the beans broke about 13 cents off their highs, came back, closed a dime off the lows, but that didn't help the corn at all out here. Maybe the fact that Egypt canceled that corn tender, I don't know. The dollar is strong here, but I don't think that had much play on the corn. I think the funds are just too long out here. This was kind of a tough close on the corn under 677. Again, I think the wheat's going to continue to gain on the corn. Picked up another 7 cents here today. And, I think that trend is going to continue for a while. I don't think it's going to be all straight up. But I think the funds are short. Might want to cover in here. Funds are awful long corn. They might want to lighten up. So I'm still a fan of long wheat, Chicago wheat short the corn out here. Bean market strong up 14 cents. They're talking about a week from Saturday, the temps in Argentina touching 100 degrees again. Kind of a slow, steady increase in temps from the mid-80s up to 100. Doesn't look like there's a whole lot of rain, but they've had some rains. So, it's a little hotter than I'd like to see it, and I'm sure the market's a little concerned, but I think they actually needed to dry out, get a little sun on that crop again, and I think the growth spurt will be pretty strong, so I don't view it as a major problem out here. The July-November spread only closed up a half a cent here under the resistance of 150, so, again, I'm in the mode that we want to be looking to sell rallies. I'd hope to see a little bit better bounce in November beans here today to get some more sold there. But all in all, it's been a pretty wild, volatile day. Crude oil rallied as much as over $2, $2.25 off their lows. Then they broke more than a dollar off those highs to wind up closing down 53 cents here. The Dow Jones was down 300 at one point. It rallied, a good 300-400 points and broke again. We're now down 218 points. Silver was a dollar higher an ounce. It looks like it's going to close down about 8 cents. Gold was up about 32 bucks. It's now down 15 bucks. So it was a pretty wild, volatile day out here. I would expect we'll see more of that tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.